Hi, I'm here with Greg from Move Networks, and we're going to talk a little bit about some announcements that were made in today's keynote. So first, do you want to tell us what you do at Move and what Move Networks does?
Sure. First, Josh, thanks for having us here at Mix. I really appreciate the opportunity, and we're really excited about the announcements we're making this week. I'm the CTO of Move Networks, and Move Networks is a company that is focused and dedicated to the online television business model. We've developed operations, technologies, and we've brought them together as a service to programmers to help them bring their content online and to do so in a way that is profitable. Now, we call that a rational business model. And it's not necessarily something that traditional streaming media over the past 15 years has been able to provide for a number of different reasons. We focused on quality, so that we can provide to the viewer the kind of experience that they're used to seeing on television. Because when somebody has, an industry has 50 years of experience with one kind of viewer experience, and then to throw something new at them that is significantly less appealing, you just don't get the kind of traction that you need in order to create real business models. So our focus has been one of quality, one of scalability. We need to be able to reach significantly larger audiences, the kind of audiences that you see that make television, broadcast television models successful. And we need to provide for profitability, which means that we need to take a fresh look at most of the economics of the internet that have been supporting other types of business models. Those economics don't necessarily apply to an online television business model. And so we're working on all three of those fronts.
Okay, cool. So can you talk about some of the companies that you work with? I mean, you know, some of the biggest names out there, really.
Sure. We are the online TV business model partner for ABC.com. We provide a publishing system and streaming system for them. We are the back end for Fox.com. You can find our services running on CW, the WB with their 2.5 Men show that's come out. ESPN has a great MSO product called ESPN 360, where you can see a lot of football games and other sports that may not make it to broadcast television, but you can see them online if you are a subscriber of certain access providers.
Cool. So, you know, I remember working with you guys, you know, close to a year ago, you know, and was just blown away by the full screen streaming media that you were pulling out of these providers. I've always seen you guys as being very pragmatic and kind of technology agnostic. So, you know, I was really, you know, surprised, you know, pleasantly surprised to hear you're working closely with Silverlight. So do you want to talk a little bit about why Silverlight?
Sure. Well, you're right. You're right on the agnostic front. I would describe it as being open, and we're drawn to Silverlight as well because it's open. That's what's important to us. Is that through open standards, through modular systems, we can reach the kind of scale and the kind of costs that will make these business models profitable. Specifically, the reason we are interested in this partnership is that there is a new element involved in online television that doesn't exist in regular television. Navigation in regular television is about a remote control.
Yep.
And, you know, you change the channel, and some of us change it more often than others. But that is, in fact, your navigation system, and not much more thought needs to go into it than that. Now, folks who've worked in electronics all these years and made better and better remote controls would take exception to my comment. But I don't mean it as a slight to them. I mean to say that within the online world, you have a very rich medium to develop navigation. And that has implications to the business model of the programmer, not the least of which is that all of those spots that they used to dedicate to promotion, all of the cross-promotion can now be done in navigation. I mean, if there's one thing that the internet, the web, has been the best medium in the history of communications of humanity at, it is cross-fertilization. You know,
yep.
It is affiliate marketing. Those are the things that the web has really excelled at, has invented new methodologies on its own. And that all comes through navigation. That all comes through how a website flows. And what we see in Silverlight is we see an open system for developing rich media navigation so that our programmers will, through a single development environment, be able to create the navigation that goes around the video as well as the navigation that goes on top of the video, and to have those two things be seamless and blended and really create a powerful user experience for the viewer.
Sounds great. So if people watching this want to find out more or, you know, want to see some samples or demos of this work, is there a site that they should visit or what should they do?
Well, we're announcing this partnership right now, and much of the development work is underway today. So I hate to say stay tuned because I'm as impatient as the average American consumer, but I'll have to say stay tuned.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Josh.
Yep.